Maisa to have Rosh Shiva back halacha seder over morning seder is means he puts aside all his negias there. So it must be emes lamita. Okay. So last man we were privileged to be able to go through the halachas of Erev Shabbos. We discussed the halachas of Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah, the importance of Lechem Mishnah. And then we got up to discussing Kish Makam Suda and Suda. So now on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to have three Suudas. One Friday night, and then two during the day. The third Suda is called Suda Shlishis. And the reason why it's called Suda Shlishis, some of the Sfarim bring down, is because in the third Suda, you have, this is like a giloy, that if you sit down to Suda Shlishis, which is sometimes difficult, shows that you're doing it for the mitzvah. You're doing it because there's a mitzvah to have three Sudas over Shabbos. And sometimes it Suda Shlishis does get a shtickle pushed to the side, especially in the winter when it's a short day. So today I would like to discuss some halachas of the third Suda Shlishis. So as we mentioned, the person has to be very careful to be kind to the shlishes, which sometimes means that in the morning, already thinking about that there has to be time and room to be able to eat a third Suda today. Now, this mitzvah of Suda shlishes is not only for men, it's also for women. Sometimes the women feel that they're not chayv in it, the men stay in shul or wherever they eat the Suda shlishes, but it's a mitzvah on everyone to have the three Sudas. The minig is to daven mincha first and then have the Suda Shlishis. However, in a case where it's difficult to first daven mincha and then have the Suda Shlishis, so then one is permitted to have the Suda Shlishis as long as it's after the Zman Mincha. The Zman Mincha is a half an hour after Chatzais. So if Chatzais is at 12:30, so the Zman Mincha will be around 1:10. Therefore, so once it reaches that time, one could already fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. The L'chatchila, one should eat bread by Suda Shlishis, just like by the other two Suudais, there's a chiv to eat bread, and there's a chiv to eat a L'chatchila kebetza, which is like two zeisim, which is like two small matchboxes, but is a kebetza, but or at least a kezayis. By the first two Suudais, there's a chiv to eat bread. By the third Suda, there's also a mitzvah to eat bread, and one should l'chatchila eat bread. However, if it's difficult for them to eat bread, so then one could be yaitze with mezainis, or at least to eat some fruit, or perhaps drink a revius of yayin, which is usually not so difficult to do, at least that. But l'chatchila should be on pas. On bread, and to make a mitzi. And again, the chatchila also by Shal Shudas, just like by the other two Sudas, there's a mitzvah to make a mitzi on two chalas, for the zecha for lecha mishnah. So too, there's this mitzvah by the third Suda. However, if one does not have lecha mishnah, they still could be mekayim the mitzvah of eating bread with even a slice, if they just have a slice. The lechatchila is to wash before shkia, while it's still light outside. If one did not wash at shkia, they can still wash during the next, for sure, 13 and a half minutes after shkia, which is called bein hashmashes. It's a question of his day or night. And there is a shita that as long as it's still Shabbos for you, you wouldn't turn on the lights yet, you could also wash. But again, lechatchila, one should try to wash before shkia, or at least within that time period of bein hashmashos. Whether to cover the chalas b'shas ha-maitzi or not is also, there are different minhagim based on the reasons for covering the chala. If the reason we cover the chala is because we're making kiddush, right? One of the reasons to cover the chala is by the suda, the first suda, the second suda is not to embarrass the chala, because in seida habrachos ha-maitzi should come first. And instead, we're making Kiddush on Yayin first, on the wine. Making it by Priya Govan first, so we cover the Chalas. So then by Shal Shudas, we're not making Kiddush. Our meaning is not to make Kiddush by Shal Shudas, so you would not need to cover it. But others learned that the reason why we cover it is because the mud, the zeichah for the mud that came down covered with a cover on top and a cover on the bottom, so then they would cover it also by Suda Shlishis. So each one has to follow their minig. When you get a kiddush, even though we don't make kiddush by Shalas Shudas, but there are those that have the minig based on the Rambam to drink a revis of yayin by Shalas Shudas, because there is a shita of kiddush by Shalas Shudas. Again, each one has to follow their minig. Now, because the halacha is that one could be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis with mezainis or peiris, there's a nafkamina by benching. So by benching, we add in ritzei. We add ritzei by all the three suudais. We add ritzei into benching. If one forgets to say ritzei, does he need to repeat the berachas hamazir? Now, he totally forgot ritzei. Does he have to repeat berachas hamazir or not? So by the first two suudas, we had zechiyah pass. He has to repeat berachas hamazir. But by the third suuda, even though there's a mitzvah lechatchila to eat pas, but since one could be yoytze the suda without pas, he would not have to repeat berachas hamazon by the third suda. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.